Leaders of 10 countries will gather in Bangkok this weekend for a meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the forum known as ASEAN. It comes at a time of tension in the region over China, its trade war with the United States putting other nations on edge. It's adding impetus to ASEAN's efforts to conclude long-running negotiations on an Asia-wide trade deal. But trade isn't the only thorny issue on the agenda. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
Neither China nor the United States are a part of ASEAN, but their trade war is impossible for ASEAN's leaders to ignore. There is widespread concern the dispute could dampen global economic growth. Thailand's Prime Minister, Prayut Chan-o-cha, is worried about that uncertainty.
This includes the trade conflict, which might undermine the trade atmosphere in the world and might lead to a full-blown trade war. We have to alleviate these tensions. We have to create greater balance.
As chair of the ASEAN meeting this weekend, he's put trade high on the agenda, in particular the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. It's a proposed free trade deal covering ASEAN and Asia-Pacific states, including Australia and China, but not the United States. Prime Minister Chan-o-cha wants the long-running negotiations wrapped up.
Thailand, as chair, is trying to expedite the conclusion of the RCEP negotiations within this year. This is an intention that all leaders have affirmed.
While there's consensus that open trade is preferable to tariff wars, ASEAN nations are waiting to see what the flow-on effects of the US-China stoush will be, according to Dr. Greg Raymond from the Australian National University's School of Asia-Pacific Affairs.
There could be a silver lining for Southeast Asian countries if, for example, some of the US industry that's now being prevented or now less enthusiastic about investment in China, if they actually start to move that into Southeast Asian countries, countries like Vietnam or Thailand could become winners of the trade wars.
The ASEAN leaders will also discuss the territorial dispute over the South China Sea and what can be done about Muslim Rohingya refugees who fled persecution in Myanmar and aren't being allowed to return. Not much progress is expected on any of the big agenda items this weekend, but simply hosting a peaceful summit will be something of a success for Thailand. Next week, leaders of the world's biggest economies will hold their G20 meeting in Japan. It's the de facto deadline in the US-China trade war, so that meeting is expected to be the scene of the action.
Melissa Clark reporting.